building a wall, a wall between friends, a wall that justifies any means for their ends, a wall between Semites, rich and poor, brothers and sisters from not so long before, many feet thick and 20 feet high, no one can look through it and into the eye of a person you might know, to whom you might confide, now just a stranger on the other side. They're building a wall between water and land, so we can eat fruit, they can eat sand. A wall to make sure that our orchards will grow, and our kids can get fat and not need to know of the cities and ruins and the children in fear that your fathers and brothers in tanks might be near. A wall to keep quiet that which you fear most, so you don't have to listen to your grandfather's ghost. They're building a wall between future and past, a wall to keep distant the chambers of gas from the bulldozers, gunships, and the tears of a child. Dignity, love, and honor defiled. To remove reality from your facts on the ground. A wall to keep distance the terrible sound of the houses that crumble and the children that die. A wall to keep separate the truth from the lie. They're building a wall, and at such a cost, when money and safety and all the lives lost. A wall made of brick, but bricks can be broken when the people of Zion have finally awoken and said no more walls, no more refugees, no more keeping people upon their knees. And then the history books will someday recall, before apartheid was ended, they were building a wall.
I've seen you in the streets and at your political convention, talking of your crusade, talking of your nation and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and mom. Well, I've just got one question and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Jesus would bomb the Syrians, 'cause they're not Jews like him. Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Battleships, I've seen you in the house upon the hill, and I've heard you talking about making the world safer and about all the men you have to kill. And you speak so glibly about your civilization and how you have the moral higher ground, while halfway around the world your explosives smash the buildings. Ah, if you could only hear the sound. But baby Jesus would sell landmines Jesus would have flown the plane that killed the kids in Vietnam. Who would Jesus love? As you praise the Lord, and you talk about this God you know so well. You talk of Armageddon and your final victory when all the evil forces go to hell. Well, you'd best hope you've chosen wisely on the right side of the Lord, and when you die, your conscience, it is clear. You'd best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword at the time when your reckoning is here. Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to race the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. And I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. So tell me, who would Jesus love?
That's the voice and music of David Rovix. I don't think Jesus would have dropped 1 ounce of napalm.
It was a commando operation of courage and skill. Navy SEAL helicopters flew in for the kill. They had a firefight, and they shot him in the head. Now the mastermind of terror, Bin Laden, is dead. For all those who love freedom, it's a glorious day. In D.C. and New York, they're chanting USA. Fatherless children clutching teddy bears, legless veterans with catheters and wheelchairs can all rejoice that the deed is done and the war on terror has been won. Now orphans of Afghanistan can look at the skies. They can fill the air with joyful cries as the call to prayer rings from shattered domes. They can all run out from the rubble of their homes. Now they know their parents didn't die in vain when they heard the roar of a jet plane. Now the whole village except the 115 who died that morning unknown and unseen can all rejoice that the deed is done and the war on terror has been won. Now folks can have a party in old Baghdad, and the people of Fallujah can all be glad. Now they know there is a reason for their poisoned farms and for the babies born without heads or arms. The widows need not wonder where their husbands went. They can look forward to the future in their tents. Now all the refugees, whatever country they're in Syria, Jordan, or Michigan, can all rejoice that the deed is done and the war on terror has been won. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Conquistadors came with their sabers and guns, and they raped and they slaughtered until they were done. They hacked and they killed and left no one alive. Then they brought in the slaves they allowed to survive. Welcome to the new world, you could hear the men say, as they sat on the shores of Guantanamo Bay. After 400 years, independence was short. That's just how it is with the Deepwater Port. The battleships came and they never left shore. Tasting the conquest, they just wanted more. The sign said, welcome to the U.S. of A. In the Republic of Cuba, Guantanamo Bay. Barbed wire in the field of mines, you can see the men who left their families behind to burn neath the sun, to be tortured and killed, where their stomachs are empty and their spirits are grilled. If you're looking for freedom, this is the price you must pay. It's written in blood on Guantanamo Bay. Vultures, they circle at ease overhead. The living may live and the dead will be dead. The time it may come in this tropical heat that they'll have to go somewhere else to eat. Maybe a storm will come wash it away. But still the guard towers glitter on Guantanamo Bay.